From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Damme. She is a hero to many around the world, though she has lived under house arrest or in prison for most of the last 20 years. But on Saturday, military leaders freed Aung San Suu Kyi in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Some 5,000 supporters gathered around her home after it was clear the Nobel Peace Prize laureate was released, many of them chanting her name. The diminutive Suu Kyi told those gathered, "If we work in unity, we will achieve our goal." The pro-democracy leader plans to deliver a major speech on Sunday to thousands of supporters. President Obama told Russia's president he hopes to win Senate ratification for a nuclear arms control treaty during the lame duck session of Congress that begins on Monday. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the two leaders met on the sidelines of an Asia-Pacific conference in Japan.
President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev signed the treaty to reduce long-range nuclear weapons back in April. But it's languished in the Senate. The lame duck session offers a last chance for ratification before a new, more Republican Senate is sworn in next year. Mr. Obama says he and his Russian counterpart also talked about a range of economic issues. He notes they'll meet again in less than a week at the NATO conference in Portugal.
Both he and I racking up a lot of miles on our airplanes these days, but there's a lot of work to do.
The arms control treaty would require the U.S. and Russia to eliminate about a third of their strategic nuclear weapons. It also sets up a new verification system to replace the one that expired late last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Yokohama, Japan.
Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel has officially launched his campaign for Chicago mayor. Chicago Public Radio's Christian Mu says the event was the first in a series of upcoming candidate announcements.
The mayoral hopefuls are vying to replace Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley, who announced in September that he's stepping down after 21 years in office. Rahm Emanuel acknowledged Daley's legacy to a crowded school gymnasium on Chicago's north side.
Mayor Daley's strong leadership has made Chicago a world-class city, and the next mayor will have big shoes to fill. The choices we make in the next few years will define Chicago for future generations. They will determine whether we remain a world-class city or fall back.
The election takes place in February. Several more candidates are expected to enter the race after the official filing period opens on Monday. For NPR News, I'm Kristen Mu in Chicago.
Near San Diego, California, five people were killed when seven motorcycles and at least one car collided on a rural highway Saturday afternoon. The crash on Route 28 occurred in Imperial County, just a few miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. A highway spokesman says the incident occurred and is under investigation. This is NPR. Afghan authorities say insurgents set fire to a convoy of NATO fuel tankers traveling through eastern Afghanistan, and bombings in the south have killed one NATO service member and two civilians. A provincial government spokesman says the attack on the convoy began Sunday morning when gunmen ambushed the trucks in Nangarhar province. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is calling on the U.S. to scale back its operations in Afghanistan and especially end night raids that he says incite people to join the Taliban insurgency. Karzai telling the Washington Post that the time has come to reduce military operations and reduce the presence of what he calls boots in Afghanistan. A power struggle reportedly has been averted among House Democrats. As NPR's Louise Schiavone reports, the outgoing Speaker of the House is trying to make room for her outgoing majority leadership team.
Having lost at least 60 seats in the midterm elections, the top House Democratic position, previously Speaker, will be minority leader. With now Speaker Nancy Pelosi running for that post, former Majority Leader Steny Hoyer signaled his intention to run for Minority Whip. So did the current Majority Whip, Jim Clyburn. Now Pelosi has announced a compromise for her team, creating a third-ranking minority slot for Clyburn. But even though it appears she's put out this political brush fire, Pelosi is not expected to cakewalk to the role of minority leader. She's been under fire from conservatives and moderates in her own party. Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
It appears Tiger Woods is going to end the year without winning a single title. The defending champion posted a par 71 in the third round of the Australian Masters. This is NPR.